Welcome back to Maseches Tamid, and as I said on the first recording, this is meant to be a quick and relatively straightforward way of learning through Maseches Tamid, sufficient to help someone make a siyum if they are in isolation on Erev Pesach. So we are now up to what is Chdaf Chavav Amid Aleph in the standard Vilna Shas, the middle of the page, right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us about Shmira. It told us that the Kohanim guard the Beis HaMikdash overnight in three different places. So the Gemara wants to know, Menahani Mili, how do you know that you have this kind of Shmira? And when I say this kind of Shmira, the commentary on the side notes that we require three different places for the Kohanim to guard. So Amar Abaye, Amar Krava, Chonim Lifnei HaMishkan, Kedma Lifnei Ol Moed Mizracha, Moshe V'Aharon Uvanav, Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael. The description of the guarding in front of the Mishkan, found in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, is that you have camped in front of the Mishkan, Kedma Lifnei Ol Moed Mizracha, east of the Ol Moed, Moshe V'Aharon Uvanav. So Moshe V'Aharon Uvanav is not Moshe is not the point, but rather the way that the commentary on the side of the page reads it is Aharon Uvanav is really the key. Aharon and his sons, those are the ones who are the three that we're talking about. So they are the ones who are guarding. So the Gemara says Amri in Shimur Be'alma Ashkechan Deboi. So the Gemara says, I understand that you require some level of guarding. That we understand. The words Kohanim Ulevim Shimur are taken out, according to the notes on the side of the Amud. Miu Masnisin Kasani B'Shlosha Makomos Kohanim Shomrim B'Beis HaMikdash V'Alevim B'Esim V'Echad Makom V'Ilu Kra Kohanim Ulevim B'Hadi Adadi Ksiv. The problem that we have is that our Mishnah identifies three places for the Kohanim to serve, and in general we're going to see that the Kohanim are serving in three places, and the Mishnah and Midos will tell us that the Levim serve in another 21. If I were to look at the Pasuk about Moshe, Aharon, Ubanov, I would have assumed that everybody is serving all together. Everybody is Shomer, everybody is guarding all together. How do you know that the Kohanim are serving and guarding in their own area, and the Levim are guarding in other areas? Where did you get that from? And that's our Gemara's question. So, Amri, Hachi Ke'omar. This is what we're saying. V'achonim lifnei ha-mishkan, kedma lifnei ohal me'ed mizracha, Moshe, v'hadar Aharon uvanav, shomrei mishmeres ha-mikdash. We break up the pasuk. Those who are camped in front of the Mishkan to the east, before the ohal me'ed, to the east, Moshe, pause, and Aharon uvanav shomrei mishmeres hamikdash. Aharon and his kids, the Kohanim, guardians of the mikdash. So Aharon bechad makom, uvanav b'shnei makomos. Aharon is in one place, his kids are in two more places. Those are the three places of the Kohanim, separate from Moshe and the Levim. Mimai, how do you know to read the pasuk that way? Midichsiv hachonim uksiv shomrim, because we have two different groups identified: the chonim, those who are camped, and that's Moshe, meaning Levim, uchsiv shomrim, and separately we say the shomrim, that's referring to the guardians, the Kohanim, chonim l'chud, v'shomrim l'chud. So those who are camped, the Levim, one area, shomrim, the Kohanim, are in another area. That's the idea. Ve'ima kulu b'chad makom l'chudei. Okay, fine. So I understand the Kohanim have their space, and the Levim have their space. Maybe all the Kohanim can be together. Lo sal kedaitach, don't think that. Ma, either because ma Moshe b'chad makom l'chudei, av Aharon uvana b'chad makom l'chudei. The first answer that the Gemara gives is, don't assume that the Kohanim should all be together, because just like Moshe is is separate from the Levim, so too each of the Kohanim, just as Moshe is separate from the Kohanim, so too each of the Kohanim is in his own individual location. That's our first answer. And then Ravashi Amar Misefei Dekra. Ravashi says, no, look at the end of the pasuk. Shomrim Mishmeres L'Mishmeres, which the note in the parish on the side of the page reads as follows. Shomrei Mishmeres, the guardians of the Mishmeres, suggests that there are actually separate Mishmaros, that there are separate places that each Mishmar, each guarding, is unique. So the way that the Gemara plays this out, and I have to admit it's a little bit choppy to read, the various editions of the Shita Mekubetzes as well as the Bach serve to ease it in certain ways and serve to complicate it in other ways. But what emerges from here is that we understand that the Kohanim and Leviim are supposed to guard. That's number one. The Torah tells us that there is such a thing as Shemira. That's number one. Number two, we understand that the Kohanim and the Leviim, sorry, the Kohanim have three spots to guard, or there are supposed to be three Kohen guards represented by Aaron Uvanav. The Kohanim and the Leviim are guarding in separate locations. Moshe is one. That's the Chonim. And then Aaron Uvanav are the Shomrei Mishmeres. And we further understand that just as the Kohanim and Leviim are separate, so too each of the Kohanim are separate. And we also get the idea at the end here that there are separate locations for each of the Kohanim. The three Kohanim we're guarding are not all in one place, but rather they are in separate Mishmoros. Okay, we flip the page over to Chavav Amud Beis. And again, on the standard Vilna Shas that I have, it's marked as 52B at the top. Beis Avtinas uBeis Hanitzos. We go back to the places where we said the Kohanim are standing in the Mishnah, and we said there were three places. Beis Avtinas, Beis Hanitzos, and Beis Hamokad. Those were our three locations which we defined in the previous recording. But we said that they are Alios. They are upper areas. And the Rovim, the young Kohanim, guarded on those spots. The Rovim, we said, were the guards who are actually underage for Avodah, as opposed to the Pirchei Kehuna. We're going to come back to this at the end of this page. The Pirchei Kehuna who are already able to serve. So we said they serve, the guards serve, on these Alios. And we already noted when we read it the first time that the idea of being on Alios is that they, the Kohanim who are guarding, are above the Leviim who are guarding below. So Ibayalahu, the Gemara asks, Alios mamash havu, odoma the havu kvihi magba ka Alios. When you say that they're in upper areas, what exactly do you mean? Do you mean literally, it's like what we say when we use the term Aliyah in general in the Gemara, that there's an upper floor? Like you'd have to climb a ladder in order to get there, and there's a space below it, then you can do things on the space below? Or does it just mean that it's a little bit elevated over the areas below? The parish on the side says that we're actually asking, is there a usable space below the Aliyah, or is it elevated only for the sake of having guards who are higher than other people, who are more elevated than other people? Tashma, third line, come in here, because we learned in a Mishnah in Midos, Disnan, Shebetzafon Shar Hanitzot. When it gives us the various gates, it mentions Shar Hanitzot. Shar Hanitzot, we have the Beis Hanitzot here. Remember we said that in the previous recording, Beis Hanitzot, this area that the sun shines into and illuminates, the sparks of the sun are in the Beis Hanitzot. So you have this gate of the Nitzot. Kimin Achsadra Haya Va'aliyah Benuya Al Gaba. It's a type of Achsadra. Achsadra is usually an open space, and indeed, the parish on the side says either that this was open on one side or it's open on all sides, that it's simply supported by pillars and there are no actual walls. But either way, it's like an achsadra, it's an open area, Aliyah benuya al gabah, and there's an aliyah built above it. So it's an actual aliyah. Like there's a room below, and then there's an upper floor above. Shakohanim shomer milamala, Leviim milamata, the Kohanim guard on top, and the Leviim guard below. Upesach haya lo lechol, and it had an entrance from there to the area outside of the Azara, to the mundane area. So the point is, we see that there actually was a real bona fide space below, and then there was the Aliyah above. But the Gemara now wants to know, you're telling me that you have to have the Kohanim serving above, the guarding above, and the Leviim below. Menahani Mili, where'd you get that idea? We're six lines down. The Tana Rabbanan. It's a brisa. The Torah says in Bamidbar Yudches, describing the separate roles of the Kohanim and the Leviim, V'yilavu alecha v'sharasucha. They shall join you and they shall serve you. The Leviim shall, Levi, they are escorting. The Leviim will be joined to you and they will serve you. Ba'avodascha kasav medaber, in your service, meaning the Leviim will join and serve in your service of guarding. You, the Kohanim, have the main guarding. You are above, and the Leviim are attached to you, but they're below.
Ata omer bavodascha kazim bedabor inu ala bavodasam.
How do you know that that's what it means? Maybe what it means is you do your service, and the Levim, as transporters of the Mishkan, are joining you in that sense. Maybe it's not about the guarding at all.
No. Because I have a pasuk that says kishu omer vinilvu alacha vishamru lechol kelav lechol avodaso
harei bavodasam omer. I have a separate pasuk that talks about them guarding the kelim and doing the transporting. That's already taken care of. Hamani mekayim vilavu alacha visharasucha. What about this separate pasuk about them being joined to you and serving you? That's talking about them serving you in your service. So they're serving you in their service by transporting everything, and they're also serving you in your service by guarding even as you guard. Okay, it's not, how does that work? Kohanim shomer milamata, ulevim milamata, the Kohanim guard above and the Levim below. Okay. Now, we said that there were three places where the Kohanim guarded. Beis Avtinas and Beis Hanitzot, and we also said that Beis Hamokad, which had a kippah, the place where there was a fire burning, and they warmed the floor, and they had a... And it was a dome structure. Ubayis Gadol Haya. And it was a big room. Now, the Chad, and then... I have a note to look at the Bach. V'chad Shimur Hu Dahavalu, instead of Vishomer. V'chad Shimur Hu Dahavalu. There was one guarding there. We have in our edition, it says, Beis Hamokad, in that Beis Hamokad. So the Gemara is bothered about this single shift guarding in the Beis Hamokad. This one Kohen who is taking care of the Beis Hamokad space. Why? V'rimini, because we've also learned, Shnei Sha'arim Hayu Beis Hamokad. There were actually two gates off of the Beis Hamokad, off of this room. Echad Pasuach L'Chel, V'echad Pasuach L'Azara. One went into the Azara, holy space, and one went into the Chel, going into the outer area. So you should have two guards. And parenthetically, just concluding that source, Amrav Yehuda bezesh nichnasen la'azara, pishpesh katan haya lo shebo nichnasen liv lo sha'azara. This is a side note. This isn't relevant to our discussion, but it's completing the source. Rav Yehuda says that the entrance to the Beis Hamokad, the one that led into the Azara, actually had a little side entrance, and the purpose of that was when they went in the morning, before it was time for the Avoda, to investigate the Azara, check and make sure everything is in order. They didn't open the big shahr yet. They opened this little side door, and they went through that side door. But the point for us is, you're telling me that they have two shahrim, you should have two guards. So Amar Abaye came into Gabi Adadi Habu Kaimi, Sagi Lehu Bechad Shomer, Dabi Lahacha V'Dabi Lahacha. Abaye says, they're right near each other. It's not really such a problem. You can look one way, you can look the other way, you can do an adequate shmira, an adequate guarding. Okay, we then said, we are now about 10 lines up from the bottom, Mukaf Rovdin Shel Evan. We said that the room had stone outcroppings, or stone levels that were higher than the floor, and that the Zikanim, the elders of the shift, would go on there and they would lie down, either on the Rovdin or in a niche off of the Rovdin. There were two different views that we discussed already in the previous recording. But Rovdin Mainihu, what exactly are these rovdim? Gezirta de itstavsa, de salki behul itstavsa. They were chiseled out areas of stone as a platform, and you would go on it in order to go onto the platform in order to be able to lie down. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, you're chiseling the stones. Umiyavu miflug yavanim. Since when were they cutting stones? Vaksiva bayis bihibanoso, evan shleimamasan yivna. We are told that when they built the Beis Hamikdash, that they had whole stones. No one was chiseling stones there in the Beis Hamikdash. So Amar Abaye de Mitakni Umaisi Meikara Abne Zutrasa Abne Rav Ravasa. The answer was that they cut them beforehand. They cut the smaller stones and larger stones. Kidirsiv Abne Eser Amos Vabne Shmona Amos. Like I have a pasuk that says they brought stones that were 10 amos, smaller stones that were 8 amos. It doesn't mean that those stones in nature were found to be 10 amos and 8 amos. It means that you cut them before and then you brought them, and that way you had no cutting going on in the Beis Hamikdash. Those who want to know more about the cutting of stones for the Beis Hamikdash might look at Zvachim Nindalad Amid Aleph, Nindalad Amid Beis, Rashi and Tosfos there on Amid Beis. You can see a nice discussion about that. Last points. Zikne Beis of Yeshenim Sham. We said that the elders of the shift would sleep there. Be'amai. Why are they sleeping on stones? Vayeli mitos, bring in beds. They're the elders of the shift. What are you doing? Amar Abaye, lav orecharola, yulei mitos, the Beis Hamikdash. Abaye says, that's nice, but this is the Beis Hamikdash. We don't bring in beds. That's not an option.
Okay. Pirchei kahuna ish ksuso ba'aretz. Finally, we say that the young Kohanim have their clothing and they're there on the ground. These are the ones who are sleeping. These are not the rovim. So the Gemara says, Amai hasam karilu rovim ha'cha karilu pirchei kahuna. Why do I have two different names? Why is it the young Kohanim who we mentioned who are guarding are called rovim, whereas the young Kohanim who are sleeping here are called pirchei kahuna? Amri, top of the page, on Chazayin Amad Aleph, Amri in, yeah, Hasam de lomatu lemei avod avoda karilahu rovim. The ones who are not yet of age to do the avoda, those are the ones who are called rovim. Hacha de matu lemei avod avoda karilu pirchei. The ones who are already eligible to do the avoda, those are called pirchei kahuna, the flower of the Kohanim, so to speak. Perhaps there's another etymology to the pirchei kahuna. But that's the idea. These are actually two different groups.